Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
Right, let's get in the Christmas spirit. And our contestant this morning is the legend, that is Anthony. How are you, Anthony?
Good morning,
how's things?
Darling,
how are you this morning?
We're good.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Good.
How excited are you for Christmas? We're on the countdown now, really, aren't we?
I'm all excited looking at these lovely white pigeons in my left.
Now, come here. Sho has a little Christmas outfit for her dog, Ashley. Do you get that for the pigeons? A little hat or anything, or a scarf?
We do. We get little hats. The lovely Christmas spray. We spray them as well with lovely, do you know, the Christmas.
What kind
lovely
of Christmas
scent
spray?
Spray.
The what spray?
The Christmas tree spray.
You spray the pigeons.
Did you dye your pigeon?
Yeah, we dyed them the time when Limerick was playing in the hurling.
ISPCA, you'll be on
to
that.
Do that, Anthony, but we'll let you.
No, it's pet friendly.
Oh, okay.
And
that's
do
really
you send in your Christmas cards? Do you do them by pigeon? Are they capable of doing that?
They can sometimes, or else I might arrive to the radio stations with them.
Are we getting a card this year from you, Anthony?
I am. I'm going to send you a Christmas card, guys.
Oh, man,
oh, thank you. Have
you're
you
so
got?
I'm
have
like Tin Man in the Edge.
Have you got the RT guide?
Haven't got it yet now, but I'm hoping to get it today.
Do you love to sit down and highlighting things like show that you're going to watch?
Guys, I'm worse than you. I'll tell you a story.
Please.
I actually went to RTE in Cork and asked for a free guide.
And I thought we were bums.
Anthony, I used to work there, and I'd say they absolutely love to see you. Do they give you the free guide?
They're lovely.
They're so lovely.
They do, and I know a girl there called Nicola Flynn. She's a lovely girl.
Tell them all I said hello, Anthony, whenever you're down. And actually, if you could get another copy for Niall as well, that'd be great. Just say we only got one in the post. And Killian, we only got one, unfortunately.
Okay, right. Explain the quiz to Anthony.
Okay, so basically what we are doing this morning is giving you the chance to get your hands on those Bell X1 tickets. Anthony, you're going to get them anyway. But I know you, Anthony, and I know you will just have some fun with us this morning and play our little quiz, all right? So I have five Christmas songs and I am going to recite them to you in poetry form, but there's a twist, okay?
Yeah.
So Niall is going to tell me how I have to deliver them.
Okay, so she's going to do them in a kind of accent and she's going to read the lyrics to you and you have to tell us the name of the song. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So song number one, I would like it in an Australian accent, please.
Oh yeah, all right, Anthony, all right, my darling.
No, that's EastEnders. That's EastEnders. Start
again. Should put the bobby, mate.
All right, I'm down in Australia.
No, you're the only way. How
you doing? Good day, mate.
Oh, yeah, good day, mate. Good day. All right, no, hang on a second, Anthony. Good day. Trying to have the shrimp on the barbie. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. He sees you when you're sleeping. Oh yeah. He knows when you're awake. Oh yeah.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Yes. Yes. Go on, Anthony. You are Christmas.
One on the board.
Song number two.
Okay.
What is my style?
Next up, we are looking for Welsh.
Welsh.
Not your strongest.
Right. Anthony, what's a kid? No, that's a Liverpool. Anthony, you would never know that I went to drama
Tom
college.
Jones.
Tom Jones.
Oh, lads.
Yeah. Oh, lads, it's right, Anthony. Oh, lads, it's going to be a long few minutes. All right. Let's strap ourselves
Fair
in.
City.
Fair City. No.
No, that's next.
We're going to do Gavin and Stacey Welch.
Just think Nessa.
What's a curtain? Oi, Gav. Oh, all the lights are shining so brightly everywhere. And the sound of children's laughter fills the air. Oh, Tom Jones. And everyone is singing. I hear those sleigh bells ringing. Santa.
Yeah. And there's lights are raining on now.
No, Anthony, stop. Hang on, I'll keep going for a second, Anthony, and we'll get you back on track, right? Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Santa, won't you bring me the one I really need? Yeah. Oh, won't you please bring my baby to me? Oh.
If it's any
help, baby, hurry down the chimney.
No, we've gone off.
Apologies, Anthony. This is as hard as it is.
Anthony, I'm as lost as you
Anthony,
are. Do the first couple of lines
Anthony,
again.
Anthony, please bear with me. All right, okay.
Maybe,
now I know.
Maybe yeah. add the maybe do add a little singing to the Welsh.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, all the lights are shining so brightly everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, and the sound of children. Laughter fills the air. Oh.
Stop doing the oh, it's throwing us.
And everyone is singing. Oh. I hear those sleigh
bells ringing.
Oh, Santa, won't you bring the one I really need? Please bring the baby to me. Oh, oh, to me. I don't want a lot for Hand anything, the tea on a plate there, hon.
Anything, Anthony.
He's after muting us. Anthony.
Not again.
Anthony, did come back. I think you've pressed mute, darling. Oh, Anthony, this game is such a shambles.
One of the pigeons is kicking off because of your
Anthony! He doesn't mean that. Anthony, darling, come back, please. This is twice in 1 week. Like, Dylan hung up on me on Monday, and now you've just pressed turn me off.
You just said,
bye, guys.
Anthony, what were you doing?
Where did you go?
There was a pigeon on top of me, a bird.
Where was he?
She was letting it snow, snow, snow.
The dog's gone crazy.
Anthony, I'm going to give you the point.
That's a point. It was all I want for Christmas.
Well done, Anthony. Well done. Okay, let's get to number three.
Yeah, just keep the pigeons away. Right, next up, we're going to go Dublin accents.
All right, Anthony, you got this one, all right? Okay, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah. All right. No, that's Liverpool again. I need a break. I need a holiday.
Strawberries. Get your strawberries.
Dublin.
Yeah. How are you, Mel Flower? Eating your head.
Get your head. Ah, once bitten and twice shy. I keep my distance, but you still catch my eye. Tell
Let
me, baby.
Yeah! Oh, I'm trying to give it away. This year, Niall is here to stay on Beat Breakfast with the Arty Guide.
I just want to give you all the tickets and all of the prizes.
3 points on
well,
the board.
Well, I'm available to go.
Okay,
before
go
the big 4-0.
Oh my God, Anthony. Right, okay, we've two more left and we can do this together.
Get in quick before another pigeon attacks.
Okay, what is this, Niall?
This is Dublin, isn't it?
No, I just did Dublin.
That was Dublin. Okay, so we're next on to Scottish.
Oh,
the Gaeltacht. Ducks.
No, but okay, so we're going to go Scottish. We're going to go,
Lorraine Kelly. Groundskeeper Willie.
Ooh, Mrs. Deepfair.
The Burns Knight.
Thanks, Anthony. They're all really helping me here. Okay, Scottish. When the snowman brings the snow, well, you just might like to know. He'll put a great big smile on somebody's face. If you jump into your bed, quickly cover up your head.
Really good.
Don't you lock up the doors, you know that Santa Claus is on his way. What is the song, Anthony?
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When the snowman starts to snow.
Then you just might like to know. He put a great big smile on somebody's face. And I wish
it would be Christmas every day.
Yay! You're making a mockery of people listening to this quiz, Anthony, this morning. We've got one more.
Oh my God.
And then this will be over. How are the pigeons?
I'm the great defector, as Billy Swan says.
Oh my God.
Okay, last one. It's Cockney.
All right, my darling. Yeah. All right, Anthony, you ready for this? You ready for this? This is the last one in
I'm
the
I'm all right, mate. I'm feeling okay.
Anthony, no matter what I throw at you, you just give it back in tenfold. Back. Do you want to come and host Beat Breakfast with me? Honestly, you're brilliant.
I would be honoured to come in. I'd come into studio some morning and travel all the way from Limerick.
Lovely.
Brilliant. Okay.
Last song.
All right, my darling, London. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom.
From the bottom of my heart. Elite Snati Dan. Elite Snati Dan.
Hang on a second, what did you say?
I need study da, da 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 da.
You At least my dad is right.
I think I should get two pairs of tickets, guys. If you work one.
One with the pigeons.
Anthony, we love you. Bellex One tickets live at the Marquee next summer are
Happy
yours.
Christmas,
thank you for
friend.
Making
Happy
us Christmas.
And I'm looking forward to coming to studio.
You'd be so welcome, darling. You would be absolutely brilliant. Niall, you can
thank
take
a million.
Bye, darling.
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Like Lewis Capaldi to get you energised for the day ahead.
I love Lewis. He's actually currently down under and he's doing like loads of radio interviews. He's just such a dote, isn't he? He is actually such a dote. Delighted that I got to see him this year. One ticked off the bucket list, shall they say.
And we move on.
I think I saw him when he was really, really small. When Picture This did their Five Nights in the Three Arena, he was there and he was saying, well, Grace was the one at the time. I'm not ready. Same kind of stuff he's releasing now. Okay, we're moving on.
I don't think there's anything that we can give Niall about Lewis Capaldi right now that's going
he's
to...
Funny.
He's very funny. He likes a chicken fillet roll.
I would rather go see him do comedy than go see him sing a song.
Oh, Niall, where is your appreciation for
a man who sings about what he's gone through? I'd love him to bring out a dance track or something.
That's not who he is.
Well...
Sure, we'll come back to it. We'll circle
year.
Back. January 5th.
It's a January problem. Okay, it's time for Beat the Intro. Second round this week.
Yeah. Who played on, it was you and Aoife,
narrowly pipped her, but was it 8-7?
8-6.
It's
8-7?
8-6?
I don't know.
Don't cheat Aoife out of her point.
No, sorry.
6-7?
No. It could be 6-7.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't know. That was good.
Anyway, let's go again. Killian, you can go first this morning.
Okay.
Now we're dealing in the realm of Christmas number ones.
Fabulous.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Doesn't mean they're Christmas.
Twice in one morning, yeah. I'm getting shafted by Christmas number ones.
I did a little quiz with Killian earlier about Christmas number ones. You would have fared well in. Yeah.
You're getting Christmas number ones in the UK, Killian, and we're going to start in 2002. Okay. So here you go. Easy one.
This is Sound of the Underground by Guys Aloud.
Correct.
Debut single.
Do you remember the story? Were you too young for this? There was a boy band and a girl band. Both came from pop stars.
One True Voice.
And they both released a song. And the girls got number one and the boys got number two.
And I don't know where the boys are now.
No. I just remember they were kind of like in a cage in the ground.
It still seems like a good pop
song. Yeah, they were a good pop band.
I like the guitar to start it.
Okay, it's points out with the artist, points with the song title. Next up, okay, let's see how you know with this. 2009, the Christmas number one in the UK.
This is Rage Against the Machine, Killing in the Name of.
This is all the X Factor and the, like, trying to beat them, was it?
You gotta be careful because I don't know if there's swear words in here, so I'll just talk all over it.
Went on the BBC and they did it. They were told not to, that they cut the broadcast. They're doing like a live lounge thing. And I weren't allowed to say the song, and the lyrics are, beep you, I won't do what you tell me. And then they cut off, like, get it off. Sorry, we asked them not to do that and they just did it anyway.
Why would they have them on knowing what kind of band they were?
Do you remember who got shafted by that campaign?
Is it Joe McKeldry?
Yeah, poor Joe McKeldry. He was trying to get the climb to number one.
He was
the first one who didn't get to number one at Christmas out of the X Factor.
Because of this song?
It was a campaign to stop the X Factor getting number one single and they won.
Was this out the same time as that?
No, it was originally out in 1993 or something.
It was like a hate campaign against X Factor at the time to try and say, we're not having you take over our number one spot.
Are they British or are they American?
They're American, I think. I don't know why that was picked as the song, but it was the one. Right, let's keep going. That's 4 points on the board.
Well done.
Okay. We're off to 2014 now.
That is an X Factor artist. That is...
It's
the guy with the tattoos.
I love him. He's so cute.
Please, no, just I'm going to ask just for 1 second. Just can I have it one more time because I need to get the melody made.
I know this. Yes, you know it.
I know it, but I don't know. I don't know the name of the song, but I know. I can see your man in my head. Mm. 2014, he won the X Factor.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember like the song. Was it a cover of somebody else in America had done it?
Is it Sam his name? No, that was Sam Bailey. She was a woman, was she?
Yeah, she was the prison officer.
I can see him in my head.
Very cute.
Okay, we're going to put a bit of a push on you.
You go on, Shaw. Go on.
Is it Ben Hay now?
Ben Hay now.
And Something I Need?
Something I Need. That's something I need. Yeah, I just couldn't get it. I knew it.
Where is he now?
He's in musicals, no?
song. Yeah, it was a good song.
And you know, I'm not even mad at myself for that, because I would never have got Ben Halo.
You can see him.
I could just wait for the melody. Jeff. I could see it.
In 2022, it said, Ben is the adoring father of a baby son who him and his wife welcomed in November 2020. He still makes music, but spends most of his time as a stay-at-home dad.
As if you couldn't love him anymore.
That's adorable.
Right, let's go to 1999.
Why did I not get this?
You give everything away.
Just the chorus.
No.
Oh, I'm going to say this is the Spice Girls, because they had three consecutive number one hits at Christmas.
They did in 1996, 1997 and 1998. But not in 1999.
Oh, no. I love the way you say, I just swayed my hands from side to side and you went, you give everything away. I'm like, how do
I'll
you
do it to one more time.
Like, it's Irish music, traditionally. So is it Westlife?
Yeah, that's a point.
Well done.
It was a double A-side that year.
Is it Home? No, that's not Let Me Go Home. No, I don't know the name of the song. But
Seasons in the Sun.
Yeah, never would have got that. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. Shocking. But the hills that we climbed were just have I got one more, Ty?
You've got one more. Okay. And you're on five points. Okay. This last one, I worry that it's again, you'll know it, but you may not know it. You know, well, I think you get the title, but the artist, I don't know. Let's go anyways. What? 2003, UK number one at Christmas.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Probably one of the most depressing songs of this millennium.
Mad World.
Yeah, that's a point.
Mad World.
But yeah. All around me are familiar faces. Originally sung by Tears for Fears.
Yes, I was
80s.
Just about to say, and I was all like, that
oh,
is not
it
Tears
wasn't
for Fears.
This artist song.
No.
2003. I want to say it's like. It could be...
Is this your acting face?
No, I genuinely could be anyone from like James Blunt to like someone stupid from a band like Walking the Cars or something.
Yeah, I know. Like it's quite random.
Someone stupid from a band like Walking in Cars. They could be listening.
You didn't just say that.
He did.
This is play. Like we're play Irish.
You can let me have a think. Will you?
Show just for you, so you know at home, is like teacher's pet this morning. She just has her hand up all the time. And says, I know, sir. I know, sir.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Yeah, Hermione Granger over there.
You know. No, look, these are just random names. To be honest with you, it's not anyone famous.
Okay.
So either I
is
think you do know.
Multiple people.
If there's two arts. I'd give you a point if you got either of them.
2003. Who is big? James Blunt.
No, it's random people. They're not famous. Okay. You listen to me. They're stupid people like your man and Walking in Cars. That's who they are.
And you gave me that song thinking I'd know.
It's a Christmas number one. You're meant to have all of it up there.
I was six. Justice. Go on.
Who did you think you know?
Is one of them Jules?
Gary Jules and Michael Andrews.
Ah, Jules! I'm sorry.
Do you know what it is, Killian? Mad World.
Ooh, I'm gonna give you. What's Joe gonna get now? What's ours? Christmas number one tonight. It'll be all Westlife.
6 points. You finish with not bad.
It was tough enough, wasn't it?
We'll see how Show gets on with her round after CMAT. This is Euro Country. Beat Breakfast. Good morning.
Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Hey. CMAT, Euro Country.
Hey.
The TikTok stats came out yesterday of, you know, biggest songs on TikTok. But are you just be quiet now with your Christmas stuff?
Calm down.
With the biggest songs and stuff and biggest trends. And she was one of the biggest worldwide trends for the moves.
For Take a Sexy Picture.
Take a Sexy Picture.
I'm delighted for her. Mm. I'm really delighted. I think it's brilliant to see somebody like at the start of the year that wasn't necessarily that well known. And now fast forward to the end of the year and she's coming out at the end of the toy show.
I know, she didn't even perform anyway. You were saying the other day.
I think she could have sang, but look, I understand she'd done 2 hours of the Three Arena.
Sold out the Three Arena. I mean, that's some achievement.
That's what I mean, but you look at start versus end.
She even said that 10 years ago her biggest dream was
like
Louis
Capaldi all over again. I'm giving some
facts and information people would be appreciative to know. 10 years ago she said her dream was to play the Olympia and then she was in the Three Arena. So now take that with you, Niall. Alright,
into your back pocket.
Okay, we continue round 2. Beat the intro, so I have to get a song in as well.
Yeah.
We are staying with Christmas number ones. It's Christmas number ones in Ireland.
Okay.
Now some of these songs were also Christmas number ones in the UK. It's just I just needed to title them differently, IR and UK. So here you go. You're going, now he finished 2003 UK. You're starting 2003 Ireland. We had a different Christmas.
2003 number one Ireland. Ireland. Okay.
Here we go. Yeah. You know this.
You know it. Oh, this is actually one of my favourite songs of all time.
Is it?
I know. It's really weird. I know. I just think it's such a beautiful song.
Yeah, actually.
Okay. I'm a loser. Hey, I'm show, everybody.
Baby.
Yeah. This is Will Young and Leave Right Now.
Very popular in a skit for IKEA when he left in 2002.
Yeah.
Became number Christian one the following year, I think. Mary Rosenstock's version.
Doing that one. Yeah, I remember. That
movie is out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
seeing it. On the 26th. It's out on Stephen's Day.
Tangents. Okay. Tangents.
Tangents. Yeah,
we have to get a song in.
Sorry, when I said movie, I just for anybody that wants to know, it's Saipan, yeah. The movie. Okay,
2013, 10 years later. Here we go.
X Factor. Is it your one that he was taught about? Is it Sam Bailey?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's Sam Bailey had, she sang the song that somebody else sings as well. It's the bloody Skyscraper. Like a
skyscraper. Demi Lovato original, of course.
Demi Lovato. Like a skyscraper. Okay. Trying to make up time for you here.
Where's Sam Bailey now?
Sam Bailey
she's actually
a musical theatre. She's done really well.
Good gym. Okay.
But also spoke about how she's been very, very, very badly trolled over the years. Yeah,
that's sad.
Yeah, it is really sad.
We're going to 19.
Killian is just not saying it. He's just sitting back with his coffee.
We're going to 1995 next.
Okay.
Here we go. Play to you one more
that's
time.
Boyzone.
It is Boyzone. That's fine. That's Boyzone. What was that?
I don't know though, because it's not a Christmassy song. Is it Father and Son?
Yeah, it is Father and Son. Yeah, okay. There was a bit of Christmas there.
Time to make a change. Just relax and take it slow. We are still young. That's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Who is the original Father and Son?
Sorry.
No,
I got in before the Don't Tell Me. Cat Stevens.
Okay.
Six so far. You're level with Killian.
Oh, no. Oh, Killian, no. You can say something like anyone listening thinks you've left.
He's sipping his tea.
Just say something.
In a very aggressive manner. If you can sip tea aggressively, that's what he's doing right now.
Larry loves you. Yeah. He says, hashtag justice for the Bagnalls Town one. All right? So you are loved,
we
Killian.
Keep going.
Okay.
2022.
Now, you see, this is where I could fall, Niall. And you know how I fall with the latest, the new ones don't stick in there. Go on.
Here we go.
Squeezing and teasing and chasing. It's Ray.
It is Ray.
Squeezing and teasing. And?
No, you don't need to do that. You don't need to do the...
Escapism.
Yeah, it's escapism. Well done.
Debut?
Ah. No.
No.
No, but it was her, you could call it her breakthrough because.
The big laugh out of
no.
This is like 2011.
No, she did all those dance tracks, remember, with Jax Jones.
Jax Jones.
And all.
Yeah, but this on her own, no.
Her breakthrough, you would call
it.
Breakthrough.
The big evil laugh in the background.
You've one left, and it's from 1997.
And it's going to be 10 out of 10. Killian.
Chris is number one
shafted,
in Ireland.
Shafted. I remember when giving birth to Eve and the song came on.
No, it was well before that. She was out as a young one at that stage.
Perfect
around
day.
Around the town. Yeah.
But I don't know the name of the song. I don't, it's... Is it Lou Reed? No, Lou Reed.
Lou Reed did the original.
Is it U2?
I need exactly what's written kind of on the
is
CD
it U2?
Single.
U2
no,
did it.
I think, no, the U2 might have been in there, but...
Oh, it's such a perfect day. Is it a load of artists?
Mm,
sure. Should then I just say a collab?
No. Do you not know what they call it? That's a load of artists.
A charity single.
No.
What do you like? There's a name
on
it.
The standard name for this kind of thing.
Christmas charity. Christmas United. Christmas. If it's
he's hand up.
But sure, it's too late. I've won anyway.
I know. He's...
Go on. Yeah, you can give it.
Band-Aid, like 25 or something. Is it Red Nose Day or something?
No, it's Irish.
It was for Red Nose Day, I think. You're right.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Red Nose Day, wasn't it?
Oh, it's Comic Relief.
Yeah, I think so.
Comic Relief number one.
No.
That's the name of the artist.
The official title.
Oh. Just give me a clue. You don't have to give me the point.
Oh, is it celebs for something?
No.
Go on, give me a clue. You don't have to give me the point.
This is a generic title that you would use when there are multiple acts on one single. And they come together.
Collective.
Remember, Heather Small was on this. Just
the perfect dude. The gang.
No. Okay, it's over.
What
it's
is
over.
It?
It is just simply
this
various artists.
I know that.
That's what's written on the CD single. That's what's written.
I'm sorry, I said collective.
Google it. No, collective.
No,
is
various
not
artists.
Various artists.
If you go onto a soundtrack like for a musical, it's various artists.
This is the worst 9 points ever.
Various artists. Sorry.
Well, I mean, like, the last one we were both shafted, I got two random people in a, like, in
think
a coffee
that
shop.
They were all Christmas number ones.
Various artists, and you're gonna
you
strip
won.
Me. Strip me of 1 point for that.
Yeah, I'm afraid. But well done. 9-6 this morning.
Bit of a hammering, but you're looking. Larry loves you. Killian.
Ooh.
He's doing it again.
Hand signals.
He's doing the finger. Get up. I got
you in the morning. Beat breakfast.
It's Christmas card day.
Let's do this.
Okay, so
huge response to this, as we expected. Everybody wants a Christmas card. We've just got to get Niall to up his game in terms of what he's going to write.
What we might get in your card. Yeah. Let's see now, who can we start?
This is live, obviously, so we're just going to ring. Oh, this is Niall's biggest fan in the entire world, ever.
She deserves a card.
She loves Niall. Don't let us down now, Suzanne. Don't let us down.
At work.
Oh, God. And she loves you. She'll be absolutely gutted if she thinks she's missed
she's
a call.
Missed the
from
opportunity.
You. Oh, here she is, Suzanne.
Hello, Suzanne. Happy Christmas.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas, darling. That is the energy and the vibe that we're looking for this morning.
Why, where are you? What are you up to? Are you in work yet?
I'm just reversing into the car park.
Good girl.
Well, listen, thank you for checking in. Thank you for sending us a Christmas tree. Now, let's put it out there. You are Niall Power's biggest fan, is that right?
Absolutely, he knows it.
He does know it.
I do.
So if we were to send you a Christmas card, Suzanne, I would say that you are somebody who brightens up everybody's day. You're full of love and joy and positivity. You always look stunning, fabulous clothes, fabulous hair. So I'd write all that and then I'd say, have a wonderful Christmas, lots of love from show. Niall, what would you write on Suzanne's card?
I'd say, happy Christmas, Suzanne, from Niall.
Now.
Oh, no!
Now, Suzanne, let's work together here. Let's make some changes before the 2025 year is finished. He can't be writing from on a card to you or me, isn't that right?
Definitely not.
What do you want from him, Suzanne?
Love always your bestie.
Love always your bestie. Okay,
I'll write that down now.
Making a note of that.
Suzanne, Christmas card on the way to you.
Send
darling.
On your address to us and we get the card out and have a lovely day, all right?
Have a fab day, love.
You too, guys. Bye. Have a good one.
Thanks bye, bye, bye.
Right,
you're
we need
best.
To keep going.
Okay,
let's
who have
go.
We got next?
Let's go over here. We're going to go to...
Love always, Niall.
We're going to go to Wexford always. Next. Blackwater, we're off to.
Okay, Ash. Come on, Ash. This is your moment.
This is my moment.
Somebody hung up.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Ash.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, guys. What's the story?
Where are you this morning? What are you up to, my darling?
I'm literally standing in front of a coffee machine in Blackwater, County Wexford.
You're working?
No, not yet.
Oh. She's getting her coffee on the way to work at the machine.
Getting the coffee on the way to work, so get your priorities right.
No, I have my priorities right, you and me, Ash. So in the card, I would write... Sorry, what do you do? What do you do? Where do you work?
I'm a carer.
Oh, brilliant.
To Ash, you are one in a million. We are kindred spirits. I, like you, enjoy my morning coffee before work. Fresh barista coffee because we deserve it, Ash. Treat yourself this Christmas to whatever you want. All my love, show.
And I would write, hey Ash, happy Christmas from Niall.
Ash, and Niall,
Ash,
basic.
Please, come on. Like, what are we going to do? He can't write from.
Niall, you're so basic.
Basic? Yes! You tell him, girl. You tell him.
Okay.
Well, send a bit of joy.
Spread the joy,
sending joy this Christmas to my beloved Ash.
There you
Love
go.
Niall.
So much better. I'm going to get this out to you, Ash.
See, the change in wording, it just means everything.
Okay. That's it.
Ash, send on your address.
Have
we'll
a wonderful
out,
day,
yeah.
darling. Happy Christmas.
Thanks, guys. Happy Christmas.
Bye.
Can we squeeze one more?
Yeah, do it.
Can we squeeze
this
one
is
more?
Lovely,
in?
Isn't it? Actually?
This is, it's actually wholesome, isn't it?
And we've lost your from now. We've gotten rid of it. It's over.
Okay,
no
we've
more.
Got a big
from.
Gang here now. Gang in the house. It's a family effort.
Come on, guys. Answer that phone. Is it a be? Oh, there we go. Morning, guys.
Hello, all. Hello.
Oh, unmute us there.
Larina. Oh, now you're muted.
Are you there?
Now you're not muted. Hello.
Yay.
Hello.
Hello, gang. Who have we got?
We have Sophia and Stella.
Hi.
Now, am I right in saying that Sophia and Stella sent in some gifts to us earlier this year? I got a very special keyring with a cat that looks like my Jessica Fletcher on it.
Oh, we've lost you,
no, it's
darling.
Just a dodgy line.
They're gone shy. They're gone shy all of a sudden.
That's okay. I still have my keyring from the girls as well. I have a little diamante heel and a little girl and a little gold decoration. So thank you so much. I'm going to write on your card to Larina and Sophia and Stella. Happy Christmas. I believe that you have got a very special Christmas ahead because you're in your new home and I'm sending you so much love. Hope you have the best Christmas ever. Hope Santa is wonderful to you. Love you lots. Show. Over to you.
They're
man.
All delighted. They look really happy here.
Okay.
They don't, they're gone very shy.
That's all right. Okay. I'm going to write to Sophia and Stella. Happy Christmas from Niall.
Sophia and Stella, say boo to Niall, please. Just boo. Shout boo.
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 Okay.
We're going to work on it.
I'll try harder.
It's a special Christmas. It's their first one in their new house. You've got to up your game, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love Niall. Forever. Niall.
Guys, happy Christmas. We'll get a card out to you in your new home. Hope you have a brilliant one.
Happy Christmas.
Yay.
Happy Christmas.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Eat breakfast.
We love Christmas.
We do. Thank
we do
you.
Love Christmas. We do. But the thing about it is that some people love it more than others, and some people get more of a hit out of it. Like you could get the
Me.
Vibe there. With there was a real difference there. Oleg didn't watch any Christmas movies. Not doing a Christmas party. Didn't do anything Christmassy. You wearing a matching jumper with your bestie, going to see Santa and watching a load of Christmas muck.
Yeah.
But report out on Friday has revealed that a poll of 2,000 adults found that the holiday magic, Christmas magic, is highest when you're at the age of 6. Okay, so when you're 6, that is peak Christmas, according to this research.
I don't know. I never stopped peaking.
You never got past 6, sure you didn't. And I suppose, look, people have different vibes. If you have kids in the house, Christmas is still always very magical and, you know.
I just think it is. I strongly... I firmly believe that it is magic, and I will always stand by that. Mm. So I hope that I never lose that feeling. Unfortunately, I think in this studio, I think in terms of like if you had to bottle the magic feeling, my bottle would be overflowing. Yeah. My cup is full.
Yeah.
Whereas. And I think Killian's would be like foolish.
Yeah,
like,
I like Christmas, but like when I sit back and look back at it, it's just a day of waiting, really, isn't it? And lying down.
So much more, but like, yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah,
on paper.
Whereas with me, I like Christmas, but you know. When you've done a lot of them, they all blend into one.
Oh, God.
I think I've lost a bit of the Christmas spirit.
Well, I think that is why we need to reignite some Christmas magic within you, Niall, because we need to reconnect you with your 6-year-old self. You need to find that magic again. Okay?
How could we do this?
Well, that is where I come into play here. Because as somebody who adores Christmas, I have a direct line to Santa.
You've got contacts.
Speed dial. Me and Santa.
I'd say you're quite busy at this time of year rather than taking your WhatsApps and voice notes.
Doesn't matter. Direct on the WhatsApp. I voice note him. Mm. He voice notes me back. Would you like to hear what Santa has to
say? Yeah.
This is Santa Claus on Beat Breakfast.
Ho, 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 ho. Hello, Niall and show. It's Santa here. I'm busy here in the North Pole as it's just 2 weeks to the big day. I love listening to Beat Breakfast every morning, and so does Mrs. Claus. Oh. Don't you, Mrs. Claus?
I love it.
Now, show, I'm delighted to tell you that you're on the nice list. But Niall, it's touch and go.
Oh, no.
You've been a bit grumpy, so I have some challenges for you.
Oh, just what I wanted to hear on a Monday morning. Some challenges from Santa Claus. Great.
Niall.
Okay. Yeah, no, get in the spirit.
You've got 2 weeks left, and now is your time to
step
into Christmas, in the words of Elton John, okay?
Okay, we've got some Santa challenges for Niall on the way.
Step into Christmas.
If anyone else needs a bit of an increase in the Christmas spirit right now, we may be able to help you. She's been on to our pal in the North Pole. He was very forthcoming. He said he was willing to get involved. And he said that I'm at risk because of some of my grumpiness this year. And I thought I've been really good this year. I've definitely eye-rolled like 30% less at you this year.
I would give you that. Mm. But like, it's still a hell of a lot of eye-rolling. Do you know what I mean? And I'm the one that stands opposite every day. So it's just to try and, I suppose, make sure that we end the year on a positive note. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, you have some... Am I going to be able to complete these challenges? I genuinely have no idea what's in store.
I know you don't. Don't worry. I will help you. Okay. There's nothing that you cannot handle. All right. I believe in you, and so does Santa.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Are we ready then?
Yeah, go.
Let's go back to the big man. The big man.
Main man.
Challenge one. Give me your best, Mariah. All I want for Christmas is you.
You just want me to sing like.
Yeah. See, a lot of the time, I suppose early morning-ish clubbers would hear you sing maybe like after 7 o'clock on a Monday morning, but 25 past 8 on a Monday, give us your best, Mariah.
No, I never remember lyrics. I'm terrible, but I just want you for
Hit it.
Yeah.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing.
Go on, Niall.
I need and
I just want you for my own.
I just want you for my own.
More than you will ever know.
More than you will ever. We're the wrong part.
Make my wish come true. Make my
wish come true. We're the wrong part again.
All I want for Christmas.
I just want you for my own. More than you will ever know. Make my wish come true. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
That was really good.
I can feel the Christmas spirit rising already.
I'm so proud of you.
Well done.
Okay, keep moving, Niall. Keep moving. You're rising.
Challenge two. You must tell us all a very funny Christmas joke.
I am looking forward to this one.
Okay, get ready for side-splitting humour.
Big dramatic pause.
I'm waiting.
What did Frosty the Snowman's girlfriend give him when she was mad at him?
No idea.
Yellow snow.
She gave him the cold shoulder.
Boom, boom.
That is good. Another one.
All right, one more.
Challenge three. You must repeat the following. I, Niall Power, agree to host Beat Breakfast next week for one day only, attached to show in a Christmas jumper. Merry Christmas, show and Niall. Thank you and good day, everybody.
What kind of a sicko are you,
Santa? Don't call. Hang on a second. Did you just call Santa?
He wants us in a jumper together. That's a fetish.
Did you just call? I cannot believe you disrespected this segment.
Hang on, sorry. I've got to do the line. I, Niall Power, agree to host Beat Breakfast someday next week in a jumper with show.
Attached to show. And I will be happy.
And I will be happy.
For the entire show.
For the entire
show. So he said... You're adding stuff in there to poor Santa.
Take back what you said about Santa.
I just think it's a weird thing
to want to have done, yeah. Like, you know?
The whole point of this segment was that we rejoice and spread Christmas cheer, and you call Santa a sicko.
He made it weird.
Yeah, he made it.
He made it weird. So
anyway, I definitely think the Christmas spirit has increased.
Jane's been on. Niall, you've smashed it. You're definitely on the nice list.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you in the matching jumper. Which is not matching jumpers, Jane. It's one jumper, two bodies united as one. Next week on Beat Breakfast.
Oh, the joy of it all.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Oh. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Turning
up the speakers louder, so we can celebrate. Beat Breakfast.
We love Christmas.
Yeah, in all seriousness, it's going to be quite an adventure tomorrow, so make sure you're with us and stay with us through the morning to see can we pull this off.
It's five surprises, five counties. We are going to do it. Can't wait to deliver them tomorrow morning. Right, back to this. And where do we even start with this? I told the lads this story yesterday and they said, you may repeat it tomorrow morning.
Are you ready then?
Yeah, okay. So where I live in Wexford, there has been some, how can we say this?
Activity.
Yeah. Some things have happened and there's been hustle and bustle.
Yeah,
the
underground activity. Yeah.
All the neighbours keeping an eye out for each other.
Yeah, just keeping
an eye.
It's a lovely little community. So Tuesday night, I'm on the couch. Eve is at dance and panto. Tom is working late because he's a graphic designer.
It's a working man, I am.
And I, in a rare twist of events, am at home alone with Ashley the dog.
Home alone, like Kevin.
Yeah.
Now, I would imagine, because you are such a beautiful lady, I mean, look at you today, the outfit is just mwah, that you were equally just stunning sitting there in your living room looking glam and beautiful and stuff.
I've made no secret of the fact that when I go home,
she turns into a swamp monster.
It's lucky I got a husband. I was wearing my Christmas pajamas, which have little dogs all over them. Actually, it's very cute. And then like lights.
Nothing screams Christmas like a dog.
Yeah, Christmas lights, Christmas dogs. And so I put those on. I showered. I moisturised. I had taken the bra off, you know, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Let so them
just swing. What order did you do these things?
Like showered and then I put my pajamas off. But they were like, yeah, we were just all freestyling.
You and
basically.
The girls.
Yeah. Me and the girls hanging out. And then what I did was I put my hair into the heatless curlers, which basically is a big claw clip on your head, and then you wrap your hair around the curlers.
Yeah.
And so you look kind of like.
You did that to me once in a tent.
I did, yeah. That was when Killian wasn't allowed in.
Yeah, and then I finally went in and she said, "Don't look at me, I'm disgusting."
I did. So my hair is like down in two, like kind of like Pippi Longstocking, basically. Big claw clip on my head, Christmas pajamas, and a face mask. With two eye patch things underneath, right? So I'm really
doing anti-puff ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
I'm doing
those.
The like
They're
self-care, right?
Yeah.
So I'm lying on the couch with Ashley, cup of tea, time out roundy, and the next minute,
knock on the door.
Not even on the door, on the window. Ooh. See, I like to leave my blinds open so I can see who's walking past. Like,
no,
I like to
then
see
everyone
what,
can see you
I
with
know,
the lights
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is where I fell. So I looked up and I saw a man and I realised he's my next door neighbour. And I was like, oh my God, he's seen me now. Like, I can't even hide.
Yeah.
And there's no time to like pull the things out of my hair or like put on a bra. There's no time. We just have to go with it. We have to roll with it.
So you went to the front door.
I went to the front door.
Again, you're in Christmas pajamas.
With dogs and lights
with
on
dogs
them.
And lights on
hair
them.
In hair like heatless curlers. Face mask and eye patches. And iPad.
A dog.
Ashley under my arm. And I answered the door and I went, "Hiya." And when I say he actually took a step back. He kind of just backed away into the driveway and he went, "Hi." And I said, "Hi, I just had a shower."
No, you're over explaining now. No.
And then I said, I put my hair in these heatless curlers and I'm just wearing my Christmas pajamas. And he just still back, he's kind of halfway in the driveway and he just went, "Yeah, okay. I just stopped by too." And then
check in,
the conversation started. But it was that moment of, like, I couldn't go anywhere. There was nowhere to run. He'd seen me. I had to present myself.
Yeah.
But presenting myself meant no bra, pajamas, hair in curlers, face mask, eye patches, dog under arm. and me just standing. No shoes on, by the way. I forgot to even put my Any slippers socks? On. No, no, just barefooted.
Feet and heat us.
And I thought, this is a low moment even for me, you know?
Well, I'd like to get some comfort for you this morning on the show. Yeah. And I'm going to ask people, can you raise show on that description in terms of people arriving at your house and finding you in a particular state. Condition, maybe not at your most glam best. Maybe it was a neighbour, maybe it was the guards, maybe it was just a delivery person where you got an unexpected knock on the door and you had to go out and you were dressed like, well, whatever. So what we're looking for is, I see your Pippi Longstocking, no bra and Christmas PJs.
Dog pyjamas.
And I raise you show.
Yeah,
and
come
if
on.
If you can beat her, we'll give you the beat march this morning. 085-102-9103. Voice notes, welcome. And let's make show feel a little bit better this morning.
Yeah, please come forward.
The poor neighbour.
Yeah, I mean, he really backs. Backs.
He's still backing. So catchy, it's Cat's Eye, Gabriella from Beat Breakfast, 8:30. It's a holiday. Beat. Turning
up the speakers louder, we can celebrate. Beat Breakfast.
We love Christmas.
You are so kind coming forward this morning in your droves to make show feel a bit, or actually I just call her Pippi Longstocking, feel a bit better this morning.
Oh God, you're amazing.
We
I love all these stories.
Don't have time to play them all, but let's fly through a few of them. Let's start a couple of the texts coming in. Karen says, guys, I had a guy call to the house. He was looking to wash the windows and gutters. I answered in just a nightdress, nothing underneath it. I mean nothing. During the conversation with the window washer guy, the cat decided to escape. I had no choice but to run and bend over to grab the cat. Everything on show, more to hide, and it all captured on our Ring camera.
Is this anonymous? I don't want to mess up.
Yeah, stay anonymous.
Okay,
for safety.
Picture this. 6 weeks postpartum, third baby, eye bags, messy hair, etc. Answer the door to my DPD man, baby feeding on the right boob. Okay, so what? Noticed after he left, right boob, nip and all totally exposed.
Nick says, lads, I opened the blind one morning. I was just a towel on my waist, boobs out, no makeup, to be greeted by my mum's window cleaner that she sent as a surprise so I wouldn't have to do the windows myself. Safe to say, we both got a surprise.
Oh my God, it has to be anonymous. No, this is the worst. I ran across the landing naked to run in to get a shower in the bathroom, and my father-in-law walked in the door and said hello and stood there.
All right, some voice notes. Quiva from Kilkenny.
Okay, so long story short, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning and the guys called. My parents were fast asleep in bed, like, and once they're asleep, like, they're not waking kind of a thing unless you go in and you actually like put your hand on them.
Yeah.
So down I travel, and it was the height of summer, so I'm there in a little stringy crop top and a pair of shorts, no socks. My hair was half up, half down because I'd gotten a cut and I'd bangs cut and I'd never had them before. So they were just like hanging out of the ponytail. My hair was in a low ponytail. I had pimple patches on, star ones. And I had to go and open the door and the guards were just kind of like, what is going on?
Oh God, that's bad.
Let's hear from Stacey too.
Hey guys, this is actually my first time ever messaging you, but I have an embarrassing story that I think would beat you, Shaw. When I was 14 years old, 14 at least, I was at home in my kitchen playing with my cash register that I got from Santi when I was 12. I had all my mother's money and I was playing and I'd go beep, beep, beep. And next minute, a boy who I really fancied walked in with my brother and I was mortified. And he walked in, he literally looked at me going, why is she playing with a cash register at 14, 15 years of age? Well, good, long story short, I'm still with him 20 years later, we have two kids. But I think that was very embarrassing at that age.
It was.
It's a funny image. It's fair play to you, though. That's such a lovely story.
Finally, Joe in Waterford.
Okay, guys, I was listening to a show there about opening the door to somebody. But years ago, one summer, I was after having a water fight with my son out the back garden and been absolutely saturated. I decided, you know what? I'll strip off in the kitchen and, you know, put my clothes straight into the washing machine and I'll run upstairs and get changed. I walked out of my kitchen, completely forgetting the front door was open. Huh. God only knows why. And at the door is someone looking for me. I walk out totally naked. They're mortified. I'm mortified. Leg it back into the kitchen. I'm sending my, like, 5-year-old son out to go, Mam will be out in a few minutes. You will never, oh, yeah, the embarrassment level of that. So, sorry, show. I think I outdo you.
You absolutely win. Always. Oh my God, that's awful.
Wake up, get up, wake up, come, get up, wake up, wake up, when I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and
Show. Calvin Harris, Jesse Reyes, it's called Ocean. Yeah, yeah, funky, yeah.
No, I'm prepared at all, I have no pen.
You have no pen? No you pen, know it's no Wednesday, paper. You know it's blind ranking.
No, Killian, sorry, I know you haven't been around a huge amount the last week or so, but she comes in every day without a pen. She says, is there a spare pen? And there's always a big pile. And I've gone through them all. There's not a spare pen left. Because she takes them then afterwards.
Actually, if anyone wants to get me a Christmas present, maybe if I got a pen that had, like, you know, years ago when people left workplaces, they used to get pens, Parker pens, in boxes. I always remember my mum had a drawer full of silver pens. No. I think if I had a pen, hang on a second.
You could not be trusted with, like, ink and stuff.
If I had one that I could put in a box, if I had a box for my pen, then I would be able to mind
it. But I don't think you'd use that pen. I think Mam and Dad, they have, like, one of those fancy pens at home, but they never use it.
Did anybody else remember drawers full of, like, fancy pens and they just sat there and they never used them?
Fountain pens.
Oh, I loved a fountain.
What's a fountain? Like the felt
calligraphy
tip kind of?
It's like it's the a ink. Silver oh, the sharp little thing. Edge. And a nib. You put ink at the top. Yeah. A nib. That's it.
And you'd write it.
Yeah, your hands would be destroyed.
Yeah. You'd have ink all over it, and that part of your finger, there'd be a dent in it because you'd be writing so much and you'd be writing letters. Like poetry.
What happened to your
I beat the pen.
Beat the pen. I still have mine.
I still have mine.
It's on my desk.
No, you don't have your I beat the pen. You have Mallorca
I
pen.
Do.
Mallorca pen. Yeah, that's it.
What mine yours? Broke. Mine
well,
broke.
You buy cheap, you buy twice.
There you go.
Right, blind rankings time.
You go first because you have a
going
pen.
First.
Can we get some chalk and a blackboard for show or something?
Oh my God, I'd love that. It'd be like I was on a Countdown or something.
It's only two left this year for blind rankings, and I'm going to make them a good one.
Good.
Okay, going to make them really good. And oh, have I went
all out
because of the recent weather. There was a lot of wind and there was a lot of doors creaking. So Niall, you are going to blind rank some doors creaking.
Okay,
this is what you came for, lads.
Feedback welcome. Here is door number one creaking.
What's behind the door? Oh, get
bit
some
harsh.
WD-30 on
40.
That.
WD-30. 40,
hon. You know you never lifted a finger in that house when it comes to DIY.
WD-30.
Let me hear it again. It's very harsh. Sorry, everyone.
God, it's screechy, all right, isn't it? Screechy.
George creaking. What do you expect?
You wouldn't be sneaking around that house. You wouldn't be sneaking into bedrooms in that house.
Yeah. We have a door that creaks in our sitting room, and it's beside where we used to play PlayStation. The lads on the headset could hear it the whole time. They said, "Go away with your horror film door, will you?"
Yeah, it does sound like a horror movie. Yeah,
it's where be are you number putting four, it? And I'm gonna call it screechy.
What are you hoping for here? What are you hoping for?
I have very low expectations here.
You're right,
hey, this is fun.
Here's number two. I like that one now a little bit.
Oh, that's kind of like Thriller at the start of Thriller, actually.
I don't know what I'd call it.
That's very
it's
horror
got a bit of a. It's got a bit of an edge to it. Here come the trolls. This game is muck. Morning, Gary.
Got a few laughing emojis, though. Yeah, Gary. Some enjoyment out of it.
I don't know, though. Is the laughing emoji just like... Oh, yeah. Okay.
You lipstick all over you.
Do I?
Yeah, it's kind of gone up up towards your nose and everything. Like,
well, I just keep reading the trolls, scraping the barrel, Killian. That comes
sorry,
out
actually,
from.
That's exactly what that sounds
James.
Like.
Is my lipstick gone off my face?
That's me scraping the barrel. I'm going to call that. I'm going to give that number two, and I'll call it scraping the barrel. Thanks for the name.
Lads, this is not good. Okay. This is what we're talking about. Yeah, now we're hurling. Come on, keep trolling
we
us.
We thrive on this.
Go on, give me another squeaky door there. That was John. Go on, John. Oh, that's lovely. That sounds rude.
Yeah, it sounds like a fart, actually.
I was thinking of something else.
Wait, play it there. Look at me. Watch. Listen.
No, I'm not looking at you.
I don't know what you were eating. Scrambled eggs.
I love that, but it's not my round.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
A bit of personality to it.
It gives.
It's a bit of a build up.
It's like a story.
It's like, and then the end, it like breaks, kind of, yeah.
I'm going to call it fart and I'm putting it at number 3.
Great.
Okay. We have 2 left. 1 in 5. It always is 1 in 5, isn't it? Here we go, our 4th one. Is that a square?
That's a toilet. That sounds like the cistern.
Yeehaw.
Donkey.
That's not a door. It sounds like a wheelbarrow.
Just to make a deadly dance track out of that.
If you just turned on the
lads,
radio.
Lads, it's the end of the year. We're gonna be gaga.
Us, lads, bear with
There's
us.
Not left for me to blind rank, so give me some credit, guys.
Killian, thought you said this would be good. This There's no good. Laughing face emoji. That's Emily. Killian, you're back to your best. Rescuing the show. That's Mark. Mark loves blind ranking. He's here for the madness.
Okay, I'm putting that at number 5. So it means my final one is going to be my number 1.
Can I read that one?
Yeah, go for it.
Larry says, Ian Dempsey better watch his back.
Oh, he's over there like playing a song or something. Look at us.
So
look at
mad.
Us. Right, our final one, and it's my number 1.
You're gonna save the best for last.
It's very traditional cartoon. Lovely Scooby-Doo Niall. Just coming into a room, you know?
Yeah. Stunning.
What would I call it?
Just like best for last.
Best for best last. Best for last. So my top 5 blind ranking door creaking noises. Mm. Number 5 is hee-haw. Number 4 is screechy. Number 3 is fart. Number 2 is scraping the barrel. And number 1 is best for last. Thank you and good night.
Yay!
Everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. What
night.
Could possibly top this?
I'm done.
It's
but
not
I'm sure
possible.
It's Scutter.
We love Scutter here on Beat Breakfast.
16 after
Welcome
7. Stand by. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, don't
Round
switch.
2 is on the way.
Wake up with your mates.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and show on Beat Breakfast.
That's Sam Fender and people watching from Beat Breakfast, 20 past 7. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Beat Breakfast. We're on a roll here. Let's do this. There's a lot of...
A very engaged audience this morning, I have to say. Thank you.
Yeah, I've been gone for a week and a day and I come back to this abuse. Mm. Well, it's hard to stomach.
You missed it, didn't you?
Oh, I love it.
Okay, it's round 2. Stand by, everyone. Stand by.
Okay, so a lot of rain, obviously, over the past couple of days. And now that it's not raining, there will still be a lot of water left. So sometimes there'll be a puddle and you might get a little water drop. So you are going to blind rank some water drops.
God, that was quite a stretch. You have to go the whole way around the houses and back again to get there.
Is this like what kind of is this? Just a like tap a or just, rain
just,
or
just water drops into water. A drop of water into water.
Tell me, side. Killian arrived into work late without telling me. You
I was
work
not late.
Late.
I was here at 20.
Okay, here you go. Here's number 1. They're all very short. That sounds like a poo plopping in.
That's a massive drop. I can make something out of anything, but this is going to be a long 3 minutes, lads. Strap yourselves in. That's just one plop.
Yeah.
So, like, what am I? What, where is that plopping? Like, I do need some context.
It's just a water drop.
He doesn't know. He's grabbed a load of random.
Is it a puddle? Is it a toilet? Is it a leak? That,
if you asked me,
that's a leak.
That is, it's plopping into other water, and I would say it's plopping into a bucket. There might be a hole in
Thank
the roof.
Thank you. I need to see it, Niall.
Yeah, you put a bucket under the hole.
Okay. I can work with this, right? Okay, so it's a plopping drop into a bucket. Mm. All right, there's a leak in the office work.
A leak?
It's a big plop. It's big. It's not. There's going to be so much better than that plop. So that plop will go.
don't think that. Don't have that.
Little plop going in for number 5.
Wow.
All right, because that didn't.
Now
you built a picture. Mm. Well done.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I think I can work with whatever is next. I can deal with it. Oh jeez, it's over before I knew it. Is that even water?
That
sounds
is.
Like someone had a dodgy curry last night. That is. What is that? Can I retract my number 5?
No,
and put
you can't.
That in? What
works. The?
It seems like it's going sideways. I'm gonna go sideways plop.
Number four.
You didn't paint any picture. Nothing came to you there.
Nothing came to me. Yeah, okay. I had no vision with that one.
Sideways plop in at number four.
Okay, we keep going. Here's your move. Third one. Oh, I mean, what's the difference between first plop and third plop? Wait.
Well, no, it's slightly higher. Bloop, 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 bloop. Just do them both really quickly together. Go. One.
Oh, sorry. Wait.
Oh, no. Quick.
Oh, I could probably, it's easier to do it from here. Wait.
That
then.
One sounds.
Yeah, are you ready?
Yeah. Do, do. Does sound like a. Sounds like a trap. I prefer when you put them all together. Oh, lads. Like, I don't know. I'm still holding off for. What did someone say?
Killian has been recording his daily poos for the last week by the sounds of it. That's some Craig in action.
God, I need a break, lads. I need a break.
I mean, I'll admit, I am a disgusting man at times. That's one thing I'd never do.
Okay. You may as well go.
I'm going number three. Yeah, but what do I even call it? It's sideways. It's under.
Hey, do you know what? It's a more upbeat plop. So upbeat plop. It goes up at the end.
Does
like,
it?
Like an Australian accent. Listen, the first one. Bloop. Bloop.
And then the third one?
Oh no, I didn't do that. Was the first and the third. Just put it in number three.
I'll call it oh yeah. Plop. Oh, you know, yeah. Like oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. I've 2-1 left, and Josh, my beautiful troll who has come for me every game on a Wednesday morning that I've played, I have still got 2-1 left. Okay?
Okay. Here's your fourth one. I mean, there's no difference.
No, actually, please. You have power here. You are actually in charge of the building. Please do something about this. Well,
Mark says, watch your back, Niall. Killian is coming for your job. The man's on fire.
God, Mark. I don't know. What do I do here, lads?
Let's just listen to the three of them together.
Is that the last one?
That's the last one. It's a short plop.
Yeah, it's the kind of plop you'd want if you were having a leak. As in, like, it's the kind of, like, leak that you would want.
Just take the Emerald Award already.
Look, I'm just going to do it, right? Yeah. I've gone 5, 4, 3, 2. Short plop is number one. Let me just read out what I have, right?
Yeah.
Little plop, number 5. Sideways plop, number 4. Oh, yeah, plop, number 3. And short plop number 2. And this, in my round of blind rankings, is my number one plop of Little Water. And you're right. Whoever said take the radio award already, you are damn right. This is worthy of a radio award. Plop number 1 on blind rankings.
It was over before it started.
You'd have to play it about 50 times to get in from that. Yeah. Absolutely
no
nothing.
Hit. I got no hit off that.
No hit plop.
Do your buttons. Play them all like in different sequences.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll play
like,
you a little
like
tune.
Are
you ready?
Little...
Are you ready? Push now. Are you
yeah,
ready?
Yeah, yeah. That was the plops of all plops. And the trolls, I'm not sure what's worse, the fact that this is actually on the radio or that I'm still listening.
If you made it to the end,
yes, congratulations. And can we just end with Gary? This is muck.
I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
That was my coffee cup on the table. Did you ever have the start of a good idea and you tell your friend about it and you go, I have a brilliant idea for the show, and then you give the first part of the idea and it doesn't really land but you keep rolling with
it anyway.
Yeah,
just gonna push on anyway.
Okay, this is what's gonna happen here, and I would invite you to have a little bit of sympathy for all of us who are on our last legs as we enter into the final phase.
The well is dry. The well is very dry, isn't it?
I'd just like you to be supportive and be kind this morning in my endeavour to try and make you laugh. And I'm fully convinced that this is going to be an absolute disaster.
Okay, good.
Yesterday morning on the show, I announced a song with Niall, the well-known Chris Wea, and Driving Home for Christmas. An example of the well being dry, an example of me being exhausted, not thinking straight, and therefore an idea was born. Okay. And so I decided that I would take Chris Wea and I would use him as an example of products that could be developed by people synonymous with Christmas if their names were to be changed.
What a stretch.
Killian doesn't look at all impressed.
No, he's
so
still,
I'll just
well,
talk to you. Okay, so first off, starting with Chris, who sings Driving Home for Christmas and is singing in the background, I decided that Chris Weah is bringing out a festive toilet cover. $9.99 now on sale.
She's so amused by herself. That's the funniest part.
We move on.
Yeah.
A very
it
well
could also
song.
Be like a J cloth to clean up the whittle of that guy's when they miss the
Chris
toilet.
Weah. Chris Weah. Yeah, yeah.
Happens
both
me
would
all
work.
The time.
Both yeah. would work. Okay. rocking around the Christmas tree, sang, of course, by the wonderful Brenda Lee, who could also be in the market for Brenda Afternoon Tea for Two. Brenda Tea, Afternoon
Brenda
Tea.
Lee, Brenda Lee, Afternoon Tea for Two. Brenda Lee's 81 today, by the way. Happy birthday.
We move
the
on.
Well is definitely dry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bear with me, not bear a drop. With me. Okay. Next up, we're going to Darlene Love, who, of course, sings
All Alone, for,
All
Christmas,
Alone for Christmas,
the Home Alone song.
Home Alone song. We're going with Darlene Glove with a built-in massage. Glove sold separately.
What is going on?
Close. Please send help.
The one and only, my friend, have a holly jolly Christmas. Michael Bublé, of course, is selling his very... It's very well known. Michael Chublay of Sweets.
She hasn't had much sleep this week. I'm so sorry.
I'm trying lots. This is me at my best right now. Take it or leave it. We'll end. There's only one person, of course, that we can end with. Don't switch off. It's Mariah Carey, and obviously it's the song All I Want for Christmas. So Mariah this year is bringing out her own Mariah Perry of tights that don't ladder two for the price of one.
Happy Christmas, everybody.
Happy Christmas.
Have a good one to you and yours. Just leave it a laugh.
At least I'm laughing.
Woke up this morning. Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Lovely. Thank you so much. It is Monday morning. It is Beat Breakfast. It's the 8th of December. We're in full on Christmas mode. So we're going to put you to the test and we're going to find out how well you know your Christmas movies. There's one man on the phone right now. Let's see what he's got for us. Dylan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Yeah, how are you?
Good, thanks.
How Christmassy do you feel, Dylan?
Very Christmassy.
Tell me why.
Very much so. Ah, sure, lads, it's the 8th of December. We're nearly there.
Yeah. Are you a Christmas movie fan?
Yeah.
Okay, what ones do you love? What is top of your list?
Home Alone.
Yeah.
And The Polar Express.
Yeah, classic.
Never seen
yeah,
that one,
absolutely.
Dylan. Never seen that one.
Oh, Shauna, that's a disgrace.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry, Dylan. All right.
She's too busy watching her Hallmark scutter to be Dylan.
I like the really, really bad ones. Like, they're really kind of...
Bad teen. Santa.
No, like, I mean, the, the bad, like, badly made almost. Like, you know, they're... Scutter.
Oh, I getcha,
yeah.
I getcha.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And come here, tree up. Are you full-on Christmas
yeah,
at home?
Well yeah, well and truly yeah. up. 2 or 3 weeks now.
Good. Okay. You're perfect for this, Dylan. You scream Christmas to me. Now, just bear in mind that some of these... You know, you'd want to be a big fan, all right?
Okay. Okay.
But we'll start easy, Dylan. I will ease you into it, okay? I won't go too hard on you, Dylan. I got you.
You're very good.
Thanks. All right. Ready for this?
Go for it.
Well-known-ish Christmas movie quotes. Bless this highly nutritious, microwavable macaroni and cheese dinner and the people who sold it on sale.
Oh, my God.
You know it.
Home Alone.
Yes! Dylan! I knew it.
I went blank.
Yeah, no, but look it.
That was a hard one from Home Alone.
I know, but I'm... I like.
Is that
I,
when he's like preparing for the final
yeah,
thing?
No, he's like, he's making his...
Oh, you could have said like, follow, go easy on the Pepsi.
Too easy, Dylan, too easy.
Or a lovely cheese pizza all to myself. Or my favourite one, Uncle Frank... It's just some kind of joke.
What, is what accent is that?
That's the way
it's the same accent he uses for Stifler's mom.
Oh,
Dylan, some of these are a little bit tricky. I will give you that. But I knew that when I was starting with Home Alone, you were going to nail it. Quote number
okay.
two. Okay. This is special. This is magic, Dylan. If you look for it, I've got a sneaky feeling that you'll find love actually is all around. Take your time, Dylan. It's tricky.
I have no idea.
No, Dylan, she actually said it.
Dylan.
She said it.
Come
she
on
said
now, Dylan.
Love actually.
Oh, thank God, Dylan. I mean, that would have been embarrassing for everybody, Dylan, but mostly you. All right. Okay. Number three. Are you with me, Dylan?
I'm here.
Good. Who's with you?
I'm in action work.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We'll keep going. This place reminds me of Santa's workshop, except it smells like mushrooms and everyone looks like they want to hurt me. Oh, Dylan. There's people screaming.
I have no idea.
Oh, Dylan.
I swear to God, my mind has just gone blank.
Yeah, give us more of a clue. Dylan. Give us a clue.
Three letter word.
It's
elf. Elf.
Yes,
what's wrong with me?
Yes.
What's wrong with me? I sincerely apologise.
It's okay, darling. It's okay.
It could have been. It could have been the performance. It could have been.
It's
how
not
it was
the performance. The
delivery.
Style. It's not the performance. All right,
yeah.
Dylan.
Yeah, I think. I think it was the way it was portrayed across.
Yeah,
that. I swear to God.
Delivery.
Sorry, now, Dylan. I have the tickets here, live at the marquee. Do you want to go or not, hon?
I'm only joking. I'm only joking.
Right, two more to go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to do it.
She's trying to get in the role. She's doing all these hand movements.
Okay, so come out to the coast. We'll get together, have a few laughs.
Silence.
Someone trying to help you in the back.
Dylan,
he's typing. I can hear you typing, Dylan.
Are you typing? I'm typing.
Dylan.
Dylan, stop Googling it.
He hung up.
He's gone. He actually hung up on you.
Oh my God.
He hung up on
you. He did not hang up.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't
Maybe
mean to do that.
Maybe his boss came in or something.
Is it because Killian said he was cooch? Bring him
I
back.
I didn't mean, but
bring
I can
him
hear
back.
You typing.
Come on. Like, that's ridiculous. He's fallen at the last hurdle. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. If he doesn't answer.
I wonder if his boss come in or something. That's awkward for you.
Killian
was no, I feel awful. Don't blame this on me. Is it my fault, Niall? Am I going to get in trouble after
I'm gonna
this?
Give, you can win it for him, right? What movie is that from?
That's from Die Hard, isn't it? Oh, yeah, Die Hard.
It is from Die Hard.
Okay, that's point. Okay. 4 points.
Will I give you
give
the last one?
Give me the last one then, go on.
It's Christmas Eve and we are going to celebrate being young and alive.
I don't know. Christmas on Miracle Street.
I'll give you a clue. It's the movie that Niall and I say differ on whether it's a Christmas
it's
movie or not.
It's The Holiday.
Yeah,
isn't
it's Miles in The Holiday.
Okay. 5 out of 5 for
Dylan,
me and Dylan.
Dylan, you might have hung up on me, but it's Christmas and I won't hold that against you. You've won yourself tickets to Live at the Marquee. Hands down. Like, I've had some embarrassing moments.
Yeah, that's probably
years,
one of the most awkward radio
that's,
moments of
that's
my career.
Like, that, pull that. Mm. And yeah, that hurt deep to my core. That's worse than what happened last week. Don't mention what happened last week.
I've never had anyone walk out in the middle of your competition before. I'm done.
Like, I don't want the tickets.
Shag it all. Forget about it.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, it is a week or 2 weeks of winning here on Beat Breakfast. What's happening?
Nothing.
Here?
Keep going. Keep moving.
Stop, Killian. You can't. There's no place for sticking fingers up at people on Christmas.
I didn't do that.
You did.
Okay.
We are giving you the chance to win with Live at the Marquee. It's happening next summer. And all this week we've been playing a little bit of a Christmas quiz on the show. And this morning I'm very proud and delighted to tell you that it is what's become a staple, I suppose, over the last couple of weeks. Phil's game show. What are we calling it?
Phil's game.
But this is a festive edition of it. And we have tickets to go to C5 Live at the Marquee next year. Mm. So we decided that it would be best if we put two people head to head to battle it out for those tickets. So let's talk to Marion.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you okay? You sound nervous.
Good morning.
Yeah, you all right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just so excited because it's 5.
Hey.
Yeah, if you're getting down, baby.
Okay. Marion wants to know who she's up against. Do you want to know who you're up against, Marion?
Oh, God. Yeah, go on.
Go on. Say hi to Sharon, Marion.
Oh, my God. And I was trying to win it for her.
Can we just point out, Marion and Sharon are best friends and they go to gigs together and they both entered not knowing that they were going to be head-to-head.
So this not at all.
Yeah. Oh my God, I didn't even know it was a head-to-head quiz.
Yeah, well, look, this could be the end of your friendship.
Yeah. It was all going
well. I got this in the bag.
No. She's as thick as a ditch, I'll beat her.
You're talking about yourself there, girl.
Do you want us to just go? Like, yes, we don't need to be here.
No, I need your support, Shona, and I need your T-shirt as well, okay. So...
Jay, I want to have your JBs. It could be yours. Yes. Right. Best friends Sharon and Marion going head to head on Phil's festive edition of the birthday game. Are you ready, girls?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So these are 10 celebrities who all have a link to Christmas. They are either associated with Christmas or their birthday is celebrated around Christmas time. So between 1 and 10, will I let...
Marion is first on air. So you pick a number between 1 and 10 to pick a celebrity.
Marion, go for it.
Seven.
Number seven. Marion, you go first. And can you tell me what age is Elton John? Of course, has a Christmas single with Ed Sheeran called Merry Christmas.
And Step Into Christmas.
He's 78.
Okay.
Over to you, Sharon. What are you saying, girl?
I'm saying 75.
75.
Marion, you're on the money. He is indeed 78.
Point for Marion.
She's Googling.
She's Googling.
I was watching something last night in television and I had to Google Elton John, and that's the only reason why I know that answer.
That is a coincidence.
Sharon's having none of it. Yeah. Right. Marion, pick a number between 1 and 10. 7's gone. Go for it, girl.
Marion.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you won, so you get to pick again.
Yeah.
Oh,
this is your
this
moment.
This is Phil's game. Five. These are the rules. Five.
Okay.
Five.
So he got voted out of I'm a Celebrity at the very last minute, last Friday night. It's H. What age is H?
26,
says Marion. And Sharon? H?
I'd be saying 24.
24.
I think he was 25 when he was in the jungle. And wasn't that his birthday coming up or something?
Sharon, it's not going your way. He's 26. Marion's
Googling.
She's Googling. Can I ask him, what's his link to Christmas?
Sharon, did you even watch I'm a Celebrity?
Yes, I did.
Don't mind us.
Well, you weren't listening, obviously.
His link to Christmas is that he's a December baby.
Oh, right, okay.
You want to see the stinker of a look that Niall gave me, as if to say, why is he on this list?
Yeah.
Okay, Marion, over to you again, my darling. Between 1 and 10, 5 and 7 gone.
Three.
Number three. Okay, of course, has a Christmas single. Santa Tell Me. What age is Ariana Grande, Marion?
32 or 3.
Well, you'll
have to pick one, Marion. We can't be in between.
32. Okay.
Sharon?
Oh, I'm just going to wing it here and say 33.
33. Well... What's the answer, show?
Jeez, Sharon, it's not looking great for the T-shirt, is it? It's 32, no. Marion.
I said, lad, there's no way. She's definitely Googling. I know her now. She's flat out on the phone.
Sharon, I know my celebrities.
You do. It's a weird talent you have to get them all spot on.
Oh, my God.
I know, yeah.
Too weird.
Okay, well, look, we'll do the five anyway, just for the sake of it.
Sharon, I'm sorry.
I'll get Sharon back in the game.
Great, but like,
no T-shirt, no nut.
Right. Marion, what number do you want on?
3, 5, 7, 9.
Okay. Will Ferrell, of course. Elf. Buddy what age elf. Is Will Ferrell?
I watched that the other night. I don't know what age he is. He's probably 57.
And Sharon, what age would you say Will Ferrell is, darling?
I've lost at this stage, so I'm just going to say 90.
It wasn't exactly right, but Marion again was fairly bang on the money. He's 58.
58.
So, look, I think this is what you call a landslide, but we'll go one more. Marion.
Oh, Sharon, you can do it.
Come on, Sharon.
Just get one point on the board, Sharon.
Believe.
Sharon,
go on, Sharon. Go on, Sharon.
Sharon,
take it.
If you get this one, I'll give you the t-shirt and you can sit at home and play five in your kitchen, all right?
Go on.
What number do you want, love?
Number one.
Number one.
I was going to say that as well.
Mr. Christmas himself, Macaulay Culkin of Home Alone fame. What age is he? Sharon, you go first. Come on now, Sharon. Come on.
42.
42. Okay. And Marion?
I'd say 44.
Four.
But he's older than us, Sharon, isn't he?
I'm only a baby.
Well, what's the answer?
The answer is 45. So. Sharon, no t-shirt,
oh,
no ticket.
Oh, for God's sake.
She got 5 out of 5,
shafted.
Sharon.
Can
shafted.
I just say...
Shafted, yeah. No, yep. Yep,
Marion and Sharon, you are a ball of fun and your friendship is what it's all about. Can I just tell you, firstly, Marion, you've won the 5 tickets and I presume you're going to bring your best friend Sharon.
Oh my God, my husband is going to kill me.
But are you going to bring Sharon?
Of course.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, I have another bit of news.
We've got
girls.
More news for you.
The whole plan all along was two people were taking part. So we were going to have two prizes. So not only are the two of you getting your tickets to 5, you're also getting a pair of tickets to see Tom Grennan live at the Marquee next summer.
Yay.
Oh,
he's our favourite.
Oh, thank you so much, guys.
Do you know what?
Oh, my God, Sharon.
We love you, girls. Thank you so much for having the crack.
Oh, I love Tom Grennan. I'm so happy. I was trying to win 5 for her, and I was hoping she'd try and get Tom Grennan for me.
Girls, you continue the conversation. Yeah. We're going to go. We love you very much.
Happy Christmas.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah. They've been around a while.
Call 1-800.